This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1513. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 19th, DX and Station News from Belarus, Cameroon, Central Africa, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, Israel, Italy, Kuwait, Madagascar, Peru, South Africa, Slovakia. Transmission errors from Cuba, France, Spain, VOA. 4900 Mystery Revealed. Voice of Russia teases North America and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. The World Radio TV Handbook, now the only major published on paper reference to international shortwave and medium wave and other bands broadcasting, still publishes an annual book, but since there are two major shortwave broadcasting seasons each year, also publishes a PDF update. And the one for the A10 season has just come out, originally on May 14th, and further updated as of May 20th. This is free to everyone, whether they've bought the book or not, although people are encouraged to make a donation, or preferably to buy the book each year as well. You can find it at www.wrth.com. Just look for the A10 update, which is many pages of PDF. Several of the items on this week's program will refer to that, such as the first one about Alaska, something we were not aware of, but now we know why we've not been hearing some of the KNLS frequencies. According to this, one of their transmitters, and there are only two, is inactive. So the English at 08, 10, and 14 on 11765 is missing. The only other English broadcast at 12 UT is supposedly on 7355, although that's not really been propagating lately either. The second frequency for that broadcast only is listed as 9680 from the currently inactive transmitter. They originally planned to use 11765. But if they do activate 9680 at 12 UT, it'll collide with Indonesia, Taiwan, and Chaikom jamming. What genius picked that frequency? As solar flux has dropped even below 70 this week, propagation conditions have been rather poor. So we've not been able to hear much from LRA 36 Antarctica 15476, but it's still making it as far as Sao Paulo, Brazil, where Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports it on May 17th at 1400 with quite a strong signal with Spanish pop music and IDs. Thanks to a local power failure in Williamston, Michigan, Kenneth Vidodziki and the Mayor Tipsheet was able to DX without the usual noise sources around his household. And he was quite pleased to be able to hear Radio Australia on the 13-meter band into the night. 21725 was audible at 0230 UT on the 12th of May, as well as 17750 and the 15 megahertz channels. KimAndrewElliott.com quotes a press release from the IBISA that Radio Australia has a new chief executive starting May 31st. He is Dr. Michael McCluskey, who has a lot of experience, it seems, with the ABC over a 25-year period. He's replacing Han Tran, who has been the CE for the past 3 years. Ola Om in Sweden notes that Belarus has reactivated the shortwave frequency for their second program. It seems the others carry the first program, 7265. It signed on sometime between 1445 and 1455, May 14th. Wolfgang Büschel heard it as well with excellent strength and ID on May 15th from 0330. However, they both noted it was missing again on May 16th. Delayed about 3 months due to postal mail, a report from Zever Eshenge in Benue State, Nigeria, in World DX Club Contact that Cameroon's sole shortwave outlet was still active on February 14th at 0725. That's Buya with poor quality audio on 6005. Much more recently, as of May 14th, James McDonald in Nigeria emailed us that he was still hearing Cameroon on 6005 during the local daytime hours. Last week we had news that two new low-power shortwave transmitters are being installed in the Central African Republic, one for the missionary station Radio ICDI and the other for the government Radio Centrafrique. That originated partially from a blogger at HCJB, but now HCJB Global has written a press release about this, contradicting it. According to this, both new transmitters are to be at Boali for Radio ICDI. I wonder if the purpose was to expand hours of the existing ICDI daytime broadcasts. Why not just use the same transmitter on the new night frequency, rather than installing another transmitter or two? Coincidentally, Kim Andrew Elliott answers this on his blog. He says, I assume a station means a transmitter. The HCJB-built 1 kilowatt TB1000 is a fixed frequency transmitter, hence the need for a new station to operate on a lower nighttime frequency. David Koenig of intervalsignals.net in England has been monitoring Voice of Shangri-La, Yunnan, China on 6035, not direct but via global tuner in Hong Kong. He says the transmission time appears to be 09 to 14 UT, 50 kilowatts on this frequency only. And according to their website, this is primarily an external service, 5 hours a day, of which 3 are in Vietnamese and 2 are in Mandarin. There's also an FM service of the same name on 99 in Kunming, but it is a separate audio stream to the one heard on shortwave. Some IDs at the top of the hour are in Vietnamese and English, rather than Mandarin and English. And as I recall, they have some English programming at other hours, but not when they're on shortwave. Ola Alm in Sweden says Xinjiang PBS in China is on its summer schedule. And we quickly have the complete schedule supplied by Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa of NDXC in Japan, which appears in the latest DX Listening Digest number 10-20, via worldofradio.org. I suggest you consult that, as it would be a bit tedious to list all the times and frequencies for the broadcasts in Uyghur, Chinese, Kazakh, and Kyrgyz. Likewise, all the Firedrake Music Jammer frequencies from China I've monitored during the past week, some of which are new, never before reported. The incompletely identified Costa Rican shortwave tests from Elcor are still being reported, varying slightly around 5954.2 at various times between 22 and almost 04 UT. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says, to whom that shortwave channel was granted is not clear yet. As soon as I know, you can count on me to tell you. One of the Cuban medium wave transmitters is quite off frequency, interfering with WLW on approximately 702.7. Reported in ABDX by Kevin Redding in Tennessee, Stephen Wiseblood in Texas. And also to DX Listening Digest by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, who thinks it's the one from Radio Rebelde supposed to be on 700, since it's still being heard on its much bigger transmitter, 710 on the correct frequency. Remember last fall when for several weeks the radio of Anacuba transmitter used for 11760 most of the day, as we monitored it every day, was putting out up to 20 spurs at equal but slightly variable spacings matching on each side, covering almost a full megahertz. Well, it's back, but on another frequency. It's the 15370 transmitter doing it now, which fortunately is used only between 21 and 23 UT in Spanish to Europe. On May 17th and 18th, I was hearing it putting out spurs one day at a separation of 38 kilohertz and multiples of that, and another day more like 40 kilohertz. Furthermore, the same thing was happening in the morning on 15360. when the separation of the spurs was about 40 kilohertz intervals, meaning they were showing up around 15,400 and so on. These spurs, especially the closest ones, have the same audio as RHC, but they're quite distorted and with a whine of a certain pitch. Further out, it's only the whine we can hear, making clear that the spurs are there. And as of May 17th, I note that Radio Havana Cuba is still colliding with Portugal, both of them to South America, on 12020 weekdays at 2300. Ron Howard in California reports that as of May 19th, the CNR1 China transmitter on 6030 is still missing. Not only has he heard CFVP Calgary without the interference, but he even pulled in on May 19th from Sinon at 1521 with their xylophone-like IS by long path Radio Oromia Ethiopia, 6030. Radio France Internationale does not get any respect from the transmitter operators in French Guiana. On several occasions, I note that the broadcasts are cut off abruptly, slightly before the bottom of the hour, even though the programming is still going on, such as the Spanish broadcast on 9750, cut off at 0129. Also, the Spanish broadcast ending at 2129 on 17630. And another Spanish broadcast ending at 1229 on 13640. Shortly after completing last week's program, we had the answer to that mysterious ID on 4900, seemingly in French from West Africa. Jari Savolainen in Finland says, I've been told that Familia FM 105.3 in Guinea is broadcasting on shortwave 4900. Their website is www.familiafm.com. And in fact, if you look carefully, there's a streamer on their website announcing the shortwave frequency. So that's what it is. Since then, Yari has been in contact with people at the station. Our correspondent in Nigeria, James McDonald, meanwhile, had independently confirmed it was coming from Guinea through his own monitoring as of the 12th of May between 21:57, when an ID did sound like Familia with some international news in French at 2200 to 2240. On May 17th, the station director, Colette Baudet, informed Jari Savolainen about it, replying in English, we're using a low-power shortwave, a 1,000-watt transmitter built by HCJB Radio. There are only three stations like it in the world. Our strongest signal should reach a 400-kilometer circumference around the antenna at midnight. We're using an antenna 40 by 60 meters, mostly buried in the ground and reflecting upwards. Well, that's the one HCJB has been installing in a number of different places, which they call a lazy H, vertical incidence. She continues, our goal is to broadcast in the languages of our country, French, Pular, and Maninka at the beginning, between 6 p.m. and midnight initially. There's no electricity, so we're using solar and wind generators. Having enough energy for a transmitter and air conditioner is one of our larger challenges. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1513. No thanks for financial support, since none has been received for the past few weeks. Buy a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. I have not heard the Israeli Defense Forces station Galei Tzahal in quite some time, wondering if it's still active on 15785 or 6973. Wolfgang Büschel says it's barely audible in Germany. But now we have another report of it showing up on a strange frequency. 5104 upper sideband, says Zacharias Liangas in Greece, May 17th or 18th at 1908, a relay of Galei Tzahal with Horn of Africa and jazz music. quite a good signal. Also reported on May 17th at 1945 by Mauro Giroletti in Italy, Playdex. Good reception, he says, with Israeli programming and music. Listeners in Britain have something to hear on 11 meters if Sporadic E is functioning from Italy. In the British DX Club, Russ Cummings reports Radio Maria, just making it through the noise at 1625 UT, May 18th, on exactly 26,000 kilohertz, the first time audible this year. And Dave Kenny then heard it as well at 1715. Occasional fades below the noise, but mostly holding up well with a signal around S4. It's been on the air since the beginning of May, according to Giampiero Bernardini, who can hear it by groundwave. Not only are we hearing Radio Kuwait's new English frequency, 15540, between 18 and 21 UT, although reception quality varies a lot from day to day, but there's another frequency which is designated for Central and Western North America, 17750, except it's only in Arabic. And we've been hearing it as well, but of course, being higher up, it's even less reliable. It's scheduled from 20 to midnight UT at 350 degrees, and it's briefly in parallel with 15540 when there's a bit of Arabic news at 2100. Ron Howard in California says Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, the broadcast to North Korea dealing with abductions of Japanese people, still on 6135 at 14 to 1430 UT. On Fridays, it's always in English, that is, until May 14th, when it was in Korean instead. And furthermore, on that date, just before it came on at 1354, he was able to hear Malagasy by long path on 6134.9 variable. And again, as early as 1328 on May 17th. About the best ever heard here, he says, although it was still only fair to poor with a pop song in English in parallel to 5010. Again, to Radio Australia being heard on 21 megahertz after sundown in Michigan, as I mentioned earlier. Summer conditions also mean that 21 megahertz may be open even after local midnight, at least from Radio Free Asia in the Northern Mariana Islands. On May 17th at 0504 UT, I was hearing a bunch of their parallel frequencies, some from Tinian, some from Saipan, all in Chinese. 21690, 21550, 17880, 615, 15635, 615 and 120, and 13760. All of these are presumably jammed by China, but the jamming was not making it here, except maybe on 13760. Here's the Peruvian, which has not been reported for some time. Perhaps it had been inactive on 5921.25. Arne Nielsen in Sweden reports in shortwave bulletin, heard several times without an ID, but May 15th at midnight 35, he was hearing it again. According to Henry Clements, it might be Radio Betel, or Bethel, in Arequipa, Peru. He heard it on several dates in the first half of May until blocked by a carrier at midnight 50. I guess that would be WHRI. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden also measured it on 5921.267, May 15th at 23:15. Karl Hunzik in Czechia also heard it and made a recording, which Henry Clements says is in fact Radio Betel, between midnight 29 and midnight 59 UT. So it should also be audible in North America. Voice of Russia seemed to have taken pity on its poor North American listeners, struggling to get a listenable signal out of Far East Russia for the English broadcast. I was astounded May 15th at 0411 to find the excellent signal from French Guiana on 9735 in English instead of Spanish. And this proved to continue the next two nights, between 02 and 05, even though Spanish is scheduled, they were broadcasting in English. Unfortunately, after that, it was back to Spanish. We can only wonder if this was a deliberate test or a mistake at the Moscow Control Center or in French Guiana, or possibly evidence of a power struggle between the English and Spanish sections over this prime frequency. Alan Pennington in England was surprised to hear Channel Africa on an unscheduled frequency, 4880 at 2230, apparently in Swahili, French at 23, and English from midnight UT. That's the same sequence of languages they carry in their scheduled broadcasts earlier in the day. He couldn't be sure how much longer it stayed on. Now, 4880 is a frequency used earlier for SW Radio Africa to Zimbabwe. So it might have been just a test. Or maybe Channel Africa is extending broadcasts with the World Cup in South Africa approaching in June. Another station which may have broadcast on the wrong frequency by mistake, Spain in Spanish. Normally in our afternoons, there's a very good signal direct from Spain on 15110. However, it was on 15385 instead, with the same excellent signal at 21 UT May 17th. It must have been the same antenna when 15110 was missing, but they were back on the scheduled frequency the next day. Zacharias Liangas in Greece reports hearing the Miraya FM relay to Sudan via Slovakia on three frequencies instead of one. May 17th and or 18th, it's scheduled on 9740 around 0400, but matching spurs were also coming out on 10,000 even and 9480. The WRTH update reminds us that Voice of Tajik supposedly has an English hour at 13 UT on 7245. Unfortunately, that's well before sunset, and they're only trying to reach the Middle East. So I wonder if anyone is hearing it further away, or anyone is hearing it at all to confirm it. Ron Howard in California says he cannot confirm it because all he hears on that frequency at that time is China Business Radio. It seems the huge majority of radio listeners in the UK favor staying with analog and not turning it off in favor of digital, contrary to the government plans. Via the British DX Club, Ken Fletcher points out that the House of Lords Select Committee on Communications has issued a 279-page report titled Digital Switchover of Television and Radio in the UK. And it's available online. You can find the exact link in DX Listening Digest 10-20. After absence of about a month for antenna rebuilding, Radio Marti's Medium Wave 1180 from Marathon, Florida is back on the air as of mid-May. Confirmed by Brian Clark in New Zealand, who heard it on May 14th at 0547, parallel to shortwave 6030. He may have better luck hearing it than most of us in North America, since it's extremely directional toward Cuba. Dragan Lekic in Serbia and I noticed that since the VOA English format change, some of the programming doesn't make sense. There used to be a continuous hour of news at 14 to 15 UT on 17585, for example, although switching transmitter sites unnecessarily in the middle from Greenville to Botswana. But now during the first half hour, which I could hear via Greenville instead of news, it was VOA Music Mix playing some rather crude rap songs. Apparently at 14:30, when Botswana took over, it was back to news. And Dragan Lekic has monitored a number of other broadcasts with the wrong feed, so it seems VOA Music Mix instead of regular VOA English. Will Martin in Missouri says, be sure to listen to the current edition of Ask WWCR, number 315, which is available on their website. If you don't hear a broadcast, very interesting and enlightening discussion of their experiences with the recent Nashville flood and its effect on the station. And when I listened, I did hear them say that they're planning to put up a lot of photos of what it was like within a few weeks. Just in time for this summer's sporadic ETVDX season, Bill Hepburn in Ontario has produced some updated maps, channel by channel, of the stations, which you might be able to DX now that the high-power analog TV stations all over the U.S. are gone. So far he has the lowest three channels done, but I'm sure he'll be adding the rest. For example, for channel 2, the link is dxinfocentre.com/tv2.pdf, and the letters TV are in capitals. These include the low power stations in the U.S., many of which are still analog, as well as the full power stations still analog in Canada and Mexico. From the Southgate Amateur Radio Club in the U.K., via Mike Terry, there's something called the Moscow coup attempt, the failure of shortwave radio. It's a piece of concept art, a mix of genuine Cold War spy number station recordings set to moving video footage and music, a strong resonance to those of us that entered radio via shortwave listening to spy number transmissions. It's not something to be viewed for a few minutes. It's more Pink Floyd. And it's radio, created by Derek Whittaker. His website is www.moscowcoupattempt.com, to which you may add /about.html. There's an album which came out in 2005, and it's available in 7 parts on YouTube. I suppose you might find it by searching on that name, or the exact links are in DX Listening Digest 10-20. Kim Andrew Elliott reports that the VOA CAP shortwave propagation program is now available online. It stands for Voice of America Coverage Analysis Program, and it's free at online.voacap.com. In the 1980s, VOA engineers improved a program developed by the NTIA to select good shortwave frequencies, giving transmitter and target location, time of day, and season. VOA CAP has been widely employed by other international broadcasters, radio amateurs, and other users of the HF spectrum. Thomas David Hood reports at SWL at QTH.net that the Solar Dynamics Observatory is now live. The staff is delivering live data and images and movies, providing incredible high resolution, the highest yet of any scientific solar observatory, the newest research tool to understand the sun, space weather, and the sun-earth connection. The latest images are on display at prop.hfradio.org. Thomas says sunspot cycle 24 will be fun to watch. The short-term propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 18th, ANK indices 5 and 2, except 13 and 3 on the 20th and 21st, 25 and 5 on May 29th, dropping off to 20 and 4 the next day. Solar flux rising from 72 on May 20th to a peak of 80 on the 24th to June 4th, and down to 70 again by June 8th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1513.